It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Do you hear that? That's right. You don't hear commercials. It's a Monday music marathon here on the Joe and Alex Show. I hope people join in. Otherwise, I'm going to feel extremely awkward in the situation. But I had a conversation, and I got stuck in this weird conversation, and nobody, there were people all around me. I wasn't even alone, but nobody jumped in to help me. So if you've ever had a conversation like that, you got stuck in, I want to hear what it was about. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I'm going to try to clean this up, but it might kind of gross you out. So if you're eating like oatmeal,
my gosh.
If you're eating, it wasn't me this time though. Somebody talked to me about it. If you're eating oatmeal or eggs or something gross, I would hurry up and, you know, swallow the meal or maybe just skip it, you know, don't have a balanced breakfast today. I got together with my wife's family. They get together on Thanksgiving before they have like their dinner. They all go bowling at a bowling alley. They take up like three or four lanes. It's like a cult bowling. It's fun, but one of her, it's her cousin's husband, so whatever that makes him, I don't know, somehow. They just had a baby 5 days ago. Really like young baby. It's healthy, but it's only like 5 or 6 pounds. And I guess the baby, there's a thing where hospitals won't let the baby leave until it can't lose more than 10% of its body weight.
Okay.
Before it leaves the hospital. Now you're wondering, well, how does a baby lose weight? Well, because it has stuff inside like a regular person does too. Like, right. You know, going to the bathroom.
Yeah, of course.
But he starts telling me all these details. I'm like, what's it like, man? You know, I assume like the guy can't sleep at night. And yeah, the usual details. I don't mind that. It's not oversharing. It's like, oh yeah, we're up. We're on a weird schedule. She's, you know, pumping the milk for the baby. And then I feed the baby. I'm like, okay, cool. Nothing wrong with any of that. That's not oversharing. That's not an awkward conversation. The thing where it got awkward is he's like, oh man, let me tell you. I was kidding around. I'm like, so you changing the diapers? He's like, well, actually, and that's where I set myself up for one of the most awkward things in the world. Not that a baby had a stinky thing, but I'm trying to do this medically here. He explained to me in a TMI version, I'll condense down, that the baby, I guess, somehow has stuff inside, like, you know, like we do too when we go to the bathroom. It has to get cleared out. And I guess it's extra red blood cells or something. But I guess it's some of the stinkiest, like, baby dumps ever.
God. Okay,
and
careful.
He goes in these details. No, I'm just telling you. And he goes on and on and on. And he's like, oh, man, for 3 days, it was like just tar. I'm
wow.
like, dude, you don't got to tell me that. Like, we're about to go have some Thanksgiving stuffing and some meals, and I want some gravy and all these good stuff. And he's just oversharing the stuff. Like, I get it. Your baby's got some dirty diapers. That's cool, man.
Good
and
grief.
We already know that you don't know how to get out of conversations.
No, yes. I'm the guy that keeps the conversation going.
Yep.
I think I did.
Oh,
well,
I mean, kept it going. But have you ever been in that situation before where you're like, God, get me out of here? It's just you, like, it's an awkward conversation. Like, I don't need to be a part of this.
I know everybody figured I would be the person, but it was not me that brought up the extremely uncomfortable politics and religion conversation at my Thanksgiving. It was my little brother. So thanks to him, it was extremely awkward for all of my family.
How because did he it was, come up?
Because all of us besides him have the same views.
Oh,
so
gosh.
He wanted to just like go off on everybody and bring up, you know, a bunch of stuff that he didn't agree with or whatever. And it was just extremely, he's like you, where he just kept the conversation going, didn't end the conversation, and it was just, the tension was just so uncomfortable.
Was there a fight though? Please say there was a fight.
No, there was no fight, and everybody was super kind to him and everything, but it was just like he would not let it go, and it's just like, you know, it was annoying for everybody, I think. So we had to deal with that situation.
God, I was waiting for that to come up, but it didn't. And it's crazy because there was like 40 or 50 people there. Like, one person has to talk politics, right? Or religion or something.
Yeah, my brother was that person.
That's amazing. Is that why you don't talk to your brother?
That's why.
Okay. I was wondering why. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What weird conversation did you get stuck in? Somebody brings it up. You're like, help. Please get me out of here. Help. We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show.